Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Dana Chandler. Dana Chandler is with an organization called Black Girls Do Bike. And this is a national organization that's out there, and she's part of the Iowa contingent. And we're going to be talking about something coming up in September. It is the Iowa Underground Railroad Bike Ride. What's all that about? We'll find out about that right now. Dana, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're with us today.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
So, let's talk about Black Girls Do Bike. This is an organization that we've had on the News Hour.
Yes.
Several years ago.
Yes.
And I'm just so captivated by what it is you do for your members. I mean, this is all about this whole riding experience, and what a great place in Iowa to be able to do that.
Absolutely. We just love the opportunity to get more black women involved in the cycling community and focused on their health, right? So we understand that women of color at a higher rate or risk of disease when they are overweight or are carrying more weight on them. So one activity we know with cycling, it helps reduce a lot of those numbers when we think about high blood pressure, diabetes, and getting out and being active. So I love cycling, and I want to share that with other women, however that may look for them, beginning, right? A lot of ladies think it has to be intense, and they're riding lots of miles, and I'm like, no, we're a social group. We're about fellowship and supporting one another. Our rides are no-drop rides so that no woman is left behind. And whatever they need, we give them on those rides. So we just love to support the women in Iowa that are interested in getting out and riding.
And what a perfect place for you to do all of this in the capital city of Des Moines, Iowa,
yes,
which has over 700 miles of connective trails.
It's wonderful. It's beautiful. You can go anywhere. You know, in Des Moines, you can get from Des Moines all the way down to Adel. We have plenty of opportunity and just beauty along the way, right? That's what I love about the trail systems here.
And you're so right, Dana, that this is, it is something that will increase not only your stamina, but also help your health.
Exactly.
I dropped 45 pounds bicycling.
Yes.
So I know what this can do for you,
yeah.
You know, and it's fabulous.
Mobility is really important. We see a lot of the black women in their homes are caretakers, not only for their children, but for their spouses, for their parents, people they may mentor or they're involved with. So having them healthy and well and understanding the importance of doing that for themselves is critical, right, to maintain and support those homes. We want them to be able to be out and mobile and active with their grandchildren, with their loved ones.
Yeah, and it does build a bond between family members at the
same
time.
It does.
You got started bicycling through a mutual friend.
Kitty, Miss Kitty Westenauer. I love Miss Kitty
Westenauer, who at 75, ladies and gentlemen, is still competing.
Exactly. She's out racing, and she turned 75 July 22nd of this year, and her goal was to race 75 races for her 75th birthday, and she's already met that. Can you believe that?
No, she is an amazing spark plug and such a positive person at the same time.
Yes.
And you ran into her when you were in high school, for crying out loud.
Exactly. 16 years old, and all she has was encouraging words for us when she would come in. It was just this warm breath of air, right, walking in the door and just filled us up. We didn't see that as I'll speak specifically. When I say we, I'm talking about my best friend, because we grew up since first grade. But I'll speak specifically on myself. You didn't see women of color that were doing the things that Miss Kitty was doing at that time. So at 16, to see that and be inspired that that's something that I could do when I got older was just something that you couldn't let go of.
Yeah.
I just love her.
Yeah, she is a tremendous treasure. for many yes. people.
And celebrated across the country, right?
Yeah. I mean, she has so many trophies and stuff. Yes. I mean, this woman is just incredible. And we're proud to call her friend and also a great Iowan. All right, let's talk about the Underground Railroad. First of all, many people may not know what the Underground Railroad was. And it was?
It was a way for freedom seekers who were enslaved to find their way out of slavery, risking their lives, leaving those places and circumstances to find their freedom. And along those passages, it's not people... We say Underground Railroad, it's not an actual train or a railroad, but it was that passage to freedom.
Right.
And there were homes along the way where abolitionists would house them to help them move safely through our state.
Yeah, this was a period of time, pre-Civil War, Civil War, and even some places after the Civil War, because the Jim Crow laws came into effect.
Exactly.
And so many people were seeking a northern route to get the heck out of those slave states.
Yes. Missouri was a slave state.
Yeah, right on our border.
Right on our border.
Yeah.
So a lot of the freedom seekers were coming, passing through and coming from Missouri, heading most from the research that I have read about was heading towards Canada when they're coming through Iowa. Yeah.
So this ride that happens in September. Mm-hmm. Is something to celebrate.
It is.
Those freedom seekers and the Underground Railroad in Iowa. So tell us about this ride.
So the ride is to, just what you said, to celebrate and to lift up that piece of history. A lot of Iowans didn't know that we, a piece of that Iowa and the Underground Railroad went through our state. So we want to lift and celebrate that and say, here's what people were able to do. For those freedom seekers, right? So we start in Tabor, Iowa. That was probably, we can't say for exact, but it was noted as one of the main points of interest in that area for those freedom seekers to enter our state. So that's why we wanted to start there. It's an inaugural ride. So this is the first, but it won't be our last, to ride along different points of that Underground Railroad that went through Iowa.
And so you're doing several miles.
We're doing quite a few miles. It's 67 miles from Tabor, Iowa to Lewis, Iowa, right? And in Tabor, there's the Todd House, where house freedom seekers. And in Lewis, they have the Hitchcock House that also house freedom seekers there as well.
It is a pretty amazing story, this whole Underground Railroad story. And part of West Des Moines also played into that as well. And I don't think many people know that.
I don't think so. With the Jordan House.
Yes.
That was one of, we considered that as part of the ride this year, but we settled on Tabor and Lewis. But we're excited to include that in one of our future rides with the Jordan House. It's right here in West Des Moines, and not very many people know.
Yeah.
And they offer tours through the
fabulous
through the house.
History.
It really is. Yeah.
My guest is Dana Chandler, ladies and gentlemen. She is with Black Girls Do Bike, and we're talking about the Underground Railroad bike tour that's coming up in September. All right. What all is involved in getting involved with this adventure?
Okay. Well, we would want people to go out into the website at first, the Iowa Underground Railroad website.
And we'll have links to all of this, ladies and gentlemen,
on
the radio blog.
And you'd want to get registered to ride that. So September 15th through the 17th. The 15th is a Friday. People are welcome to come in on that Friday and overnight in Tabor. The folks of Tabor are excited to receive the riders, they're excited to share their history. They have lots of activities and events planned to welcome people in. So we'll be doing that. And then on Saturday morning, we'll get up and ride out. We'll have that big send-off, and we'll head down. It's a beautiful ride. It has a little challenges because we're down in southern Iowa, so
expect a few hills,
people. But it's wonderful that the scenery is beautiful, the people and the riders will be awesome, and we understand it's a ride, we're celebrating, but we also want to provide some education.
I was going to say, that's so, the important part, too.
You know, the signage along the way will give people facts about that part of our state and that part of the Underground Railroad and what was happening at the time. So we'll be sharing a little bit of those historical facts as people are riding. They'll be able to read and participate in different activities to learn more about what that looked like here in Iowa.
So if you, first of all, if you love bicycling and if you love history and you want to be involved in something that's really pretty surprising and educational at the same time, this could be the thing for you. It is the Iowa Underground Railroad Bike Ride that happens in September. Now, we just came off of RAGBRAI not too very long ago.
We sure did, yes.
That
7 days.
That grueling ride across the state of Iowa, which was pretty hot on a couple of days.
It was a hot one this year.
Yeah,
it was,
right?
Yes, it was the 50th anniversary, and it proved to be...
And a lot of folks.
Yes, and
a lot of folks. So this is not RAGBRAI, but this is kind of this really cool offshoot that you can experience. As you do this, I suspect that you're also concerned about safety of riders as well.
Yes.
So what kind of things are you doing to make sure that folks are okay?
Okay. So we have a team of volunteers who are managing, like, the working with the different pass-through towns in the Tabor and Lewis to ensure everyone's safety as they ride along. We do have a SAG that's available.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with that, that's the bus or the vehicle that picks you up if you just can't go any longer. Right.
Yes. And so we have, similar to RAGBRAI, all of those features and signage and volunteers to make certain that the ride and your passage is a safe one, right? We understand that weather can be the inclement weather, so we've partnered with the towns to secure locations to keep people safe if we need to do that and get people off the road. We have bike mechanics from Bike World, I know, that will be there on site to help if people are having mechanical issues with their bikes. We really want to provide a safe, fun event. So we've been thinking about all of those pieces to keep riders safe.
So Bike World's involved in this as
they
well.
They are.
Yeah, they're a great family business, by the way,
and
a place where our granddaughter, Jovi, works. I mean, she just got off of RAGBRAI setting up all those tents for their folks, and she works kind of a part-time job over at the Urbandale Bike World with, again, just a great family. So it sounds as though all of this stuff that you've gotten planned has taken some time to put together.
We've been planning for over a year,
or
about a year, I guess. We started February of 2022.
What was the genesis of this?
That's a great question. Julia Rose, she's a social worker in the Iowa City area, and she's by way of California. She lived in California and then moved here to Iowa.
There's a culture shock for you.
Right. Indeed. And she saw on Facebook one of the maps came out in 2020 of the Iowa Underground Railroad.
Mm.
And I think any cyclist that sees a map with a line going across it, it's like, hey, we should bike that, right? And so she saw the same opportunity and had reached and was working with Mark Wyatt of Iowa Bike Coalition.
I know Mark.
And he said, you know, why don't you get in connection with Dana Chandler with Black Girls Do Bike? So Julia reached out via email and said, I have this idea. I think it would be great. I said, I agree with you. I saw the same when I looked at the map. I wasn't in a hurry to say yes. I had to take a little bit of time because it's a weighty, the information, the educational piece.
Well, there's a lot of history going on.
There's a lot of history. And how do we put on a fun ride that we celebrate and still honor what people went through, right? The reflective piece of the historical value. So we did that, you know, through conversation, through lots of thought. And I'm a praying lady, and through prayer, I understood that this was the right time and the right ride. So I said, yes, Julia, let's do this together. Mm. And we set forth and We haven't looked back.
When do you cut off registration? Are you going to accept registration up until when, do you think?
Oh, that's a good question that I should know the answer to. There is a cutoff.
And we'll send you to the website so that you can see all of that.
So you can see the cutoff. Yeah. And I believe it's just like 2 weeks before the ride.
Sure.
Right.
Because
our goal is 200. We do have to prepare. Well, our goal is to hit 200 riders. Not sure if we'll hit that this year, but that's what we're hopeful for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And we will, again, ladies and gentlemen, we will send you directly to that website because this is something I think that you can celebrate. That is not only historical, but also important for our understanding. Along the way of the Underground Railroad, these white families, these Caucasian families, put themselves at risk, too.
Yes,
because,
they did.
You know, the bounty hunters would come up from Missouri or some other deep south slave states.
Absolutely.
And, it was not a pretty time. But the more that we can lift this up so that people understand.
Right. The spirit of the connection and coming together, those that put themselves at risk, those the white families that put themselves at risk to do that,
yeah.
As well as those that were seeking the freedom, going to knock on a door that they didn't know
right.
what they would be welcomed to, if they would be welcomed, and what was on the other side. So what we want to do is shine a light on Iowa's history, right? It's our history. It is a story to tell.
Sure.
It is, I work in the schools and work with young people, and any way to connect them to our history as a state is important to, so that it's carried on
yeah.
and that they understand where they fit in Iowa, right? So I just don't have enough words to say how important it is to uplift and celebrate
right.
our story and our history here in Iowa.
Dana has said several times two words that I've not heard in context with this, and that's the words freedom seekers. And those are powerful words when you put them together, because that's yeah. exactly what was going on. Dana Chandler, thank you so very much for
spending
time with us. I've learned a bunch. And I'm sure that folks that are listening to this from around the world will learn more about your event, Black Girls Do Bike, first of all, which is an interesting group of folks that are doing good things, and also the Iowa Underground Railroad bike ride that takes place in September. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
The voice of Dana Chandler from the Iowa chapter of Black Girls Do Bike. Talking about the historical adventure called Iowa Underground Railroad Bike Ride, happening September 15, 16, and 17. Want to learn more about that? All you have to do is follow their website. And by the way, if you want to follow any of this, all you have to do is Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and you're going to find us all over the place. That is a wrap for this edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you've spent some time with us again today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Dana Chandler, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.